This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's rainy at 7. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu in Normandy, France. D-Day veterans thank for their sacrifice of 75 years ago. President Trump calling them among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. French President Emmanuel Macron had this message.
We know what we owe to you veterans, our freedom.
Speaking at the Normandy American Cemetery near Omaha Beach, and progress reportedly being made in the tariff talks with Mexico, according to one of its top officials.
Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard.
We're concerned about Central America's situation right now.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hoping the levies can be avoided.
What would amount to a tax increase?
The Homeland Security Department says apprehensions on the southern border reached their highest level in May in more than a decade.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
Here's a poem to wake up by. When Greg Budell is on the air, things begin to shimmy. We know it's wake-up time when we hear.
Oh my goodness, Timmy!
When Jay Scott is on the radio, he's quite a humorous chap. Folks love it when he pipes up and says,
did you get a little tappity-tap?
Emily Hayes never fusses, nor does she fume or fret. She knows that all she's got coming to her is
whiskey and regret.
Bailey is a sweetheart. From her paws to her furry head, when asked if she wanted some chicken, was all she said. And here's to old Rich Thomas, giving us weather from fine to deplorable. He's just too good looking for radio. The ladies say he's
adorable.
That's our wake-up poem for kids from 8 to 80. So sit right back and enjoy the show. Here comes three men and a lady.
Break your butt up!
How about that for our poet laureate, Rusty Alden?
Please, quiet.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. Jay Scott's here, Random Facts coming up. Emily Hayes. Right now, we're going to get the forecast and see how much rain we expect out there.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Officially, the airport yesterday had 1/100 of an inch of rain, and that's the first time in 24 days that we had any rain officially at the airport since May 12th. And by the way, since rain is just beginning in a lot of areas and it hasn't rained for so long, there's oil buildup on the road, and just a little bit of moisture like we're starting here will elevate that that oil and make the roads really, really difficult and slippery until a chance that, you know, that the oil will wash off. Did any of that make sense?
Yes, I thought about that last night driving back from Baumhauer's because it had just started to rain lightly.
Yeah.
And that's the most dangerous time.
That can be an issue. Periods of rain and a few thunderstorms today. Locally heavy downpours with a high temperature in the lower 80s. We had 90 yesterday. We're done with the 90s for quite some time. Low tonight around 72. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, periods of rain, showers and thunderstorms, locally tropical downpours. Could be some flooded streets in some cases, with the high temperature in the low to mid-80s, lows at night around 70. And then on Tuesday, there could be a couple of leftover showers, but I think things start to improve by Tuesday afternoon. Right now, light rain falling out at the airport, 94% humidity, temperature 73, 705.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
We are talking about those wet roads and those potentially slippery roads. And, hopefully you're not going to be involved in an accident. But keep it in the back of your mind. If you are, we can recommend highly our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. And like Greg mentioned just a little while ago, they've been in business for 35 years now. I've been using them for over 3 decades with numerous vehicles and numerous issues that they took care of expertly, meticulously. They're just great people to deal with. And they work well with the insurance company as well. My insurance company guy always says, so where are you thinking of taking it? Oh, yeah, MPB, sure. Yeah, that's fine. They don't... They don't take shortcuts. For instance, some people might not remove the molding, and they might tape over it. Not at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew out there are meticulous. And when you get your car back, not only is it fixed, it's also detailed. The phone number is easy. If you have an issue, and hopefully you won't have an issue today, call 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W. Or you can go by and talk to them. See them in person on East Shirley Lane off the Eastern Boulevard. Tell them I sent you. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
At 7:07, let's see how this rain is affecting the drive-in.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking out your 7 o'clock rush hour traffic, and the boulevard is really busy already this morning. Please be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any problems for you. Everything is moving along pretty well. We also don't see any problems on the 31s other than quite a bit of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful if you're on 231. The streets are wet and they are slick. We've had a couple of accidents already. Please be careful and make sure your headlights are on this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Happy National Eyewear Day.
I can see clearly now.
And this being National Eyewear Day, can you think of a better day to call Montgomery Eye and make your appointment to have your LASIK consultation?
Perfect.
And remind them, it's National Eyewear Day. I'm sick of using eyewear. I would like to see if I'm a candidate for LASIK.
See.
272-2020. There's no charge. They'll do it at your convenience. You can easily, because they run such a great practice. This company, by the way, started at the end of World War II. So they have been around for a long time, and they know how to run their operations so the customer's time is respected. Then you'll find out whether or not your vision issue can be corrected with a LASIK procedure, and know that you have two of the best in the whole world right here with Dr. Swan and Shin. And the day can come where you open your eyes and everything comes into crystal clear focus like it did for years. And you can say goodbye to your glasses and contacts and all the hassle that went with them. If you'd like to learn more online, go to getlasik.me. Otherwise, call 272-2020 for Montgomery Eye. Montgomery Eye LASIK, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Local news at 7:09.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say Wilson attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are now assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove with them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. Jones now faces the death penalty. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Did Jalea say she had her big day tonight?
Ryan said that Jalea had a big first date tonight, but he may have just...
He may have just been kidding. I don't know.
Pulling her leg.
We must know the truth. I want to do a follow-up with her tomorrow morning.
Oh, well.
But
I'll go over there and do their morning show, and she can come over here and do this.
That would be fun to do.
Wouldn't that be such a treat for her?
Turn around someday. TV monitors have been sending some very, very emotionally touching photos and scenes from Normandy Beach on the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Especially the president, and he was very, very warmly received by the veterans. We got a song that'll rip your heart out of its socket. We'll probably play it this afternoon, as we do when we commemorate important military occasions involving World War II, called Before You Go. And usually the Normandy celebrations have been exclusive to those who were part of D-Day, but the numbers are dwindling. Most of these men are in their 90s. Some that lied about their age back then just to get into the service are in their...
That's what my buddy did. He passed away in 95, but he lied about his age to be able to serve.
But there's no shortage of enthusiasm for the president at this event, and good for Macron to make note of the fact that France is free. That's one thing, you know, I've been to France, and I experienced a little of that attitude. I've never understood that. You would think of people that kind of owed the restoration of their freedom would be nicer to Americans, but I don't know, it's almost like they resented the fact that they had to depend on us to...
They are in Normandy, though, and if you go to Normandy, those people are eternally grateful.
That's my biggest regret. I was in France for 5 days, and I could not get anybody to join me to spend a day at Normandy. There's still equipment there from
that
day.
Yes,
yes. You know, it's rusting in the sun, and I would love to see what they did. In a way, you know, I've always had this fascination with Dealey Plaza, because I know people that have been to Dealey Plaza, and they always say you can see all the film and video you want.
Yep.
When you see it in person, it's a very different experience. I would imagine that being able to tour Normandy and see the cliffs that the soldiers had to scale to get up on land and get around those German pillboxes and stuff, it's got to be breathtaking. And that's a deep regret that I didn't find a way to get to see that.
My two brothers did that before, you know, and I'm glad they did.
I don't think I'll be going back to France. For one, my passport expired.
Oh.
I had a nice looking passport photo. You know, and well, that's a long story. We don't have time to get bogged down in that. There will be no convoluted introduction for Random Facts today.
On. That's a lie.
Oh, come on.
Well, at 7:14, I don't have one.
I don't believe you when it comes to this anymore.
I knew the day would come, though.
Am I the boy that cried wolf?
Oh, kind of. I mean, all the time. Oh, I don't have anything. Oh, I'm not inspired. Oh, I can't do it. I'm going to have to retire it. This is the last one ever.
Then we hear the best one.
Best one, so... Not buying what you're selling, brother.
So, no pressure.
Brother, now you're starting to sound like Joey. Brother.
Brother.
Oh, I bring greetings from Mr. Eddie Bader.
Yay, Eddie Bader.
Yep. Yay, Eddie Bader. We had a really nice turnout last night at Bomb Hours. Mm. I was there till almost 8, and I'm still feeling it a little bit today.
I understand. I don't know how you do it, your schedule.
It's the big night out, you know? And I got a victory burger. That's that double burger.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're gonna, I urge you to try it, because they cover it in the Blanco cheese, and there's thick strips of bacon crisscrossing it, and everything else, and they put it on a brioche bun. Mm. Have them cut that in half in the kitchen, so it's a nice, sharp, even cut.
Right.
Because unless you really have a, and I'm not exactly a Twiggy here, you know.
But ginormous hand.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It was like holding a catcher's mitt, and that was half of it. So guess what I'm having for lunch when I get home today?
Victory!
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, the great thing about Baumhauer's Burgers is they use that incredible combination they've developed between ground sirloin and chuck, ground beef. It's great. It's very flavorful. Try it before you drown it in ketchup and mustard and all that stuff. That's what grown-ups do. And go to baumhauers.com to peruse the menu. They're open for breakfast downtown at 201 Union right now till 10 o'clock. And their breakfast menu is fantastic. You can get a breakfast bowl for $3.99. Coffee, 32 screens to watch whatever you want to watch in the morning. And JD on the phone.
Hey, guys. Could you do me a favor and just please tell these people, I drive a truck, and please tell these people to slow down, be careful, and turn their lights on. Your daytime running lights are not headlights.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I've almost run over two people between the interchange and Eastern Boulevard because they don't have their lights on.
Oh. Folks, not only should you turn your lights on, it is the law.
Yeah.
Yes.
You must turn your lights on.
Lights on when raining.
Yep.
Yeah, because I guess some people just think they're daytime running lights because the sun's up.
Right.
The daytime running lights are fine.
I love the smart car.
I'm being a blind people. But please, drive carefully. Slow down. Turn your lights on.
Does your smart car...
You drive safe too, JD.
Yeah, thanks, JD, for the call. Does yours know when it's raining? My car knows when it's raining and it turns the lights on.
Mine does turn the lights on if the outside light level is...
That's a level that's too fancy for Betty White.
Well,
Jake can crank his car.
Power went on in LAX? Wow. That's weird.
I'm sorry, I have zero sympathy for things that in L.A. What a mess.
Oh, wow, don't they have backup power at LAX?
You would think they would, but it's L.A., man. They're bringing back whooping cough and diseases. That city has more problems. And they keep, it's like, guess what? Our city's on fire. Anybody got a gallon of gasoline so we can put this out? That's what they do.
We'll never be syndicated in Los Angeles now. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sorry. They probably wouldn't like my politics there anyway. 718. Random facts coming up with Chase Scott next.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Thursday morning traffic, and we have a couple of accidents that are going to slow you down this morning. If you are on Taylor Road, there's an accident in front of the Regions Bank up near East Chase, so be careful there. And there's another accident on Vaughn Road near Perry Hill Road in front of Vaughn Road Park, so let's be careful in that area. If you're traveling on the boulevard, traffic is pretty thick out there. Be careful. Make sure your headlights are on and watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any problems at this hour. Just be careful and watch out where you're headed. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm going to go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Caught in the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Wendell, CEO of MouthBristle.com, the makers of top-quality, custom-fit toothbrushes. Mouths come in all different sizes, so why are toothbrushes all the same size? At MouthBristle, we offer custom-fit toothbrushes that were raised free-range and are safe for the environment. Just download the MouthBristle app and shove your phone in your mouth. Within days, you'll have a toothbrush that the apartment guide called perfect for scrubbing toilets. Plus, each month, you'll receive a replacement pack of 100% naturally renewable bristles made from the pubes of sea urchins. So try the official toothbrush of the American Vaping Association at least one meth dealer. Try MouthBristle.com. Enjoy.
And now, get one, Jay, or you'll be gumming your way through
random facts.
There you go. See?
It was a last-minute idea.
You weren't going to have one.
I didn't. It was a miracle.
It was a miracle. No, that was good. Did you know that there are legitimate companies that bottle fresh air from different countries and ship it worldwide?
What a racket.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to buy some air from France, please.
We got, you got anything from Canada? No, but we got Luxembourg.
Did you know the United States Navy built a fighter with a jet engine in the back and a propeller in the front? A squadron of Ryan FR Fireballs were built before the end of World War II, but they never saw any action.
But why?
It's too late. Probably before the end of the war.
Just like the Howard Hughes plane never wasn't ready.
Yeah.
The only 66 aircraft were built before Japan surrendered in August of 1945. The FR-1 Fireball equipped a single squadron before the end of the war, but did not see combat. The aircraft ultimately proved to lack the structural strength required for operations aboard aircraft carriers and was withdrawn in mid-1947.
Yeah.
Did you ever tour the Spruce Goose?
I did not, no.
That was, I saw it at Long Beach.
But I'm about to go on the Midway in San Diego, which came out right at the end of the war and didn't see service, but it was meant for World War II, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I saw also, too, the Queen Mary, which was haunted.
Yes.
Well, at least, you know, they warned us before we got on the
show. You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
They say.
Did you know author Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son, went 10 years of successful independent writing before announcing his relationship to his dad? Not even his agents knew.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, you want to be your own person.
Yeah. No, I think that's cool that he was able to... to keep it under wraps. Yeah.
There's no way.
Achieve success on his own.
Exactly.
Like, he knows he earned that. That wasn't... There can't be a doubt in his mind that...
I like that.
He got it.
Right.
Any kind of special favor because of his dad. That's awesome.
Yep. Did you know sea turtles are among the most ancient animals still in existence today?
Oh, sea turtles.
The oldest fossil dates back 215 million years ago. That is older than the oldest dinosaur.
Wow. Sea turtles.
Sea turtles.
They're cool, man, when you see them out in the open ocean.
I'm a turtle.
Remember Cecil the turtle?
Cecil.
The cartoon character?
What was your sound effect? It wasn't a turtle.
It was a turtle.
Oh, that, that's a tortoise doing it.
Did you know United States Supreme Court Justice Benjamin Cardozo failed the bar exam not one time, not even twice.
Thrice, you say?
Not thrice, not four, but five times he failed the bar exam before passing on his sixth try.
What a Cardozo. But JFK Jr., John passed it. How many times did he take it, John?
Three.
The bar?
Yeah.
It became a running joke in the New York tabloids, which is a shame.
One of the higher rated comments on this thread says it took Vinny Gambini 7 times.
That's right.
And he got 2 kids acquitted on murder charges in Jasper County, Alabama.
Yeah, and all he's done prior to that was personal injury cases. That's one of the funniest scenes of that movie when he sees that guy with the neck collar on, the neck brace. Did that happen in your house or somebody else's? My place. Oh, too bad.
Did you know most insect noises you hear are either the insects mating or asking for a mate?
It's just like neighbors.
In their tiny little mosquito voices. You want to do it?
What was that?
You want to do it?
You want it.
I'm a tiny mosquito.
You want to do it?
Let's get it on. Oh, baby,
you sound like
let's get it on.
Marvin Gaye when he was young. Let's get it on.
Oh, no.
Did you know that Ring of Fire was not written by Johnny Cash?
Get out of here.
But it was written at the time, not his wife, but June Carter.
Uh-huh.
And Merle Kilgore wrote that song.
Merle Kilgore.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. She was not June Carter Cash at the time she wrote that either. She was just June Carter. Yep. Did you know both actors that played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake in the movie MASH and the TV show MASH, that's McLean Stevenson and Roger Bowen.
Okay.
Both of them died one day apart.
That is weird.
And
both to a heart attack.
Yeah, McLean Stevenson was 65 years old. He was a great guy. I mean, I just had so much fun with him on my show.
I still love how they shot that scene where they got the news. They're in the OR. They didn't tell the actors until that minutes before they shot the scene. Here's the script. And so the reactions were real.
Yeah.
The grief was real.
My mother was a huge MASH fan, and when McLean Stevenson was on my show, I said, do you mind if we call my mom?
Oh, that's great.
Sure, let's call her. So I get my mother on the phone, and the two of them, I just sat back and listened to them go back and forth. It was like they had known each other for years. I was so impressed. I wish I had a tape of that. I'd play it today. It was that good.
I'm glad to hear he was a nice guy.
Very nice.
Why did he leave MASH? He went on to do something else.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
A show that was awful and bombed.
Yeah.
That was because the first comment says, here's a challenge. Name someone who has made a worse career decision than McLean Stevenson.
That would be from Cheers. What's her name?
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long. Yeah.
That is one of the people listed here.
Yeah.
For True Beverly Hills.
That's a fun movie.
Vic Morrow, that's pretty dark.
Yeah, that is kind of dark now that you mention it.
Jeez.
This Twilight movie will be easy money.
All I need is a haircut. Oops, it went a little low.
Did you know the aviation distress call Mayday was created in 1923? It derives from the French Madez, M-A-I-D-E-Z. M apostrophe A-I-D-E-Z. What would that be in French?
Mayday.
It took German.
Mayday. Anyway, that translates to help me.
Help? Oh, I did. Now that I never knew.
The French, yeah.
I'm gonna do it. Help me. Help me.
We're back to the horny mosquito.
Did you know 3% of all movies in the 1960s featured quicksand?
Oh, 3%?
Yeah.
You've told us before quicksand is not. It's a misnomer, right? It's
yes.
It's
but growing up and seeing characters get stuck in quicksand or it being a pivotal moment in a show where, oh no, I'm trapped. You know, I thought quicksand was going to be way more prevalent in life than it has been.
I was born in 1966, and I remember as a kid thinking quicksand was very common, even in our suburban neighborhood.
Right. Oh, yeah.
As a kid, quicksand was a very real threat.
Yeah.
I thought I would either die of old age or from quicksand.
That's good.
I mean, that's frightening. Good. Frightening, I say.
And finally, did you know that in 2011... Chernobyl was officially declared a tourist attraction.
Really? Isn't there a documentary out on Chernobyl?
There is. There's a series on HBO.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary, but it's a series about...
Is it a docu-series?
I haven't watched it yet.
Or is it like fakery set around Chernobyl?
I don't think it's fakery.
I think
so. It's a docu-series.
Yeah, because they had quicksand in it, and there was no quicksand in it.
Oh, my lands.
Radioactive quicksand. Those are your random facts.
Hey, midday.
7:32. I just took 93.1. They're going to caucus on a pop quiz question. We hope you're paying close attention so you can win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
I actually want to chime in on this today. They pick the question.
While you guys are working on that, let me just remind everybody the Father's Day, Dad's Day. I got a note from Goose yesterday that something's in the mail on the way to Montgomery. And I'm looking forward to that because that and Christmas are my two favorite days of the year. But one place where you may find an incredible Father's Day gift is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. First of all, if Dad's a huge fan of one side or the other, the greatest rivalry in sports, they have gifts there that you're not going to get anywhere else that celebrate each school. Two separate showcases. First-class merchandise. But if you want to celebrate Dad with something custom-made, you can build a watch. There are other ideas, too. Talk to them because they've been through this over 63 years and three generations with so many customers seeking that unique gift. So it's not like... You give the gift, you don't want it to just be something you put money on. You want it to show that you put thought into it as well. And this is where they have teamed up with customers over the years to come up with some brilliant stuff. And if it's not something they have in their incredible, extensive, and competitively priced inventory, it's something they can create. They got it all at Brian Jewelry. Every gem you can think of in all types of varieties and settings, from rings to necklaces and more. Now, here's what you do. Go to BrianJewelry.com, BrianJewelry.com, join their club, and you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And all dads appreciate it when the kids are thrifty and making good economic choices. Then stop by and see Lynn and that amazing team at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Taking this one from Emily's suggestion.
What?
Well, you made the sausage balls, and I thought, sure, why not?
What'd she come up with?
As you know, as a thank you. To use your question.
Oh, wow.
I don't exactly know what your question was, because all you said was Mayday. So I'm gonna ask.
Make it this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
What was the year that Mayday was created?
That's not
what I intended.
Or what does it mean in French?
I meant what does it mean in French, but...
Oh, we already answered what it means.
But it's J, so...
In French.
Can you get the horny mosquito to say it?
No!
Oh,
my God.
Sound like E.T. there.
I feel like if we were like a softball team or something, we'd be the horny mosquitoes.
272-9228 is our phone number.
Baseball
give us a call.
Style shirts with a little mosquito on the front.
Mayday! Mayday!
Come on. 272-9228.
Now we're
desperate. It's a call.
If you have to today. And when $10 free shopping at the Food Outlet, nurse you. 7:35.
Montgomery
Skywatch in the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things are really crowded out on the roadways. We have a problem on I-65. Well, it's our normal problem. It's slowing down around the river bridges as you head into downtown Montgomery, so be careful there. We also have a report of an accident between Perry Hill Road and the Boulevard on the southbound side of I-85, so watch out as you pass through there. Police are still working the accident on Taylor Road in front of Regions Bank. That's right up near East Chase. Also on Vaughn Road in front of Vaughn Road Park, so be careful out there. The Boulevard is extremely busy. It's stop and go at all the traffic lights. Watch out where you're headed and make sure your headlights are on this morning. The pickup trucks have invaded and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Papa John wants first crack at today's conundrum, eh, Papa John?
Okay, I sure am glad you didn't decide it was going to be the year.
Okay. Well,
I think that is the question.
What year? Well, yeah.
I thought you decided. What did it mean in French?
Okay, that was my suggestion, but he picked the year. Do you know the year by any chance?
Oh, no. That one completely opened my head.
Well, just for fun, tell me what it means in French.
It means, help me.
Help me.
That's right.
Yeah. Help me.
Okay, well, get somebody that was listening closer than me.
I didn't even take notes on the year, but thanks.
All right, 272-9228.
Well, they can't all be winners.
We need to find... So it was the year.
Yeah, the year. The stress call Mayday was created in what year?
So all of you had better things to do than call and participate in our silly contest. Come on.
$10 worth of...
I got a backup question.
You know what you get for 10 bucks?
Groceries at Food Outlet.
Just off the top of my head.
You can tell me how many eggs, I'm sure.
You could get 3 6-packs of your favorite... glass bottled Coca-Cola products and a bag of ice and still not hit $10. So you'd have 18 refreshing ice down beverages.
Yeah.
You could spend a whole day belching with all that carbonated goodness.
Jeez. You make it sound so romantic.
That's my mating call.
We talked about that yesterday afternoon. I shared my experience, strength, and hope on that topic yesterday.
Belching?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Now, we were talking about odd things that people do that can become endearing. It just depends on who the person is.
You think burping is endearing?
In fact, I think I brought her up on this show because she was the one that had the dustbuster because a toasticle, crumb hit the floor.
Yeah.
And before it even stopped moving around, she gets her dustbuster out to suck it up. I'm thinking, you know, that's a little bit extreme there. But... she was very petite, about 5 feet tall, and just out of the blue once in a while. It was hilarious that somebody that tiny could produce a voluminous, robust burp like that.
Robust.
Thought it was exciting. Here's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Good morning.
Do you know the year?
I was going to guess 1923.
That is correct.
Wow. Hey. I didn't even take notes on that part.
Yeah, good job.
I had to wait for a second because I didn't catch that part of the fact.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, I was dropping off kids this morning. That was the absolute only one I heard.
Oh, I was going to ask you another one. That's okay, though. You only heard that one. Well, congratulations. You heard the right one, right?
And that's all that matters.
Yep.
And now you've got 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet, and I recommend that glass bottle of soda idea. It's really good.
Yeah.
Especially when...
I stock them for your occasional visits.
I am honored.
Y'all hang out outside of the station?
Every once in a while, we'll watch a war movie.
I'll bring him breakfast.
Y'all go to each other's houses and stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Didn't we rescreen The Darkest Hour one time?
We did. We rescreened Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's not just your birthday. The movie Midway's coming out.
Midway, yeah.
The new one. God, I can't wait for that. That's so exciting. Let's see. The 8th of June.
And I'm going to go see the USS Midway next week. How about that?
Boy. That's 5 months from Friday.
That's right.
Put it in the countdown on the timeline.
I will. The next war movie. Yeah.
Ding.
I'm getting dinged and pinged here. Another text is from my friend Mary. Mm-hmm. Would you be so kind to remind the idiots driving without their headlights on they need to do so others can see them?
It is the law.
Yeah, I mean, really.
It's not just a courtesy.
So, Mary, we have transmitted, and we had a caller mention the same thing, a truck driver.
Yeah.
Turn your lights on while it's raining.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Hey, Greg, I just checked my home rain gauge, already up to 0.55 since yesterday, so that's amazing. Periods of rain today and a few thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. High temperature in the low 80s today, low tonight 70. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, periods of showers and thunderstorms. It doesn't rain all the time, but you know, you get those locally heavy tropical downpours, some that could even flood some streets for a while. High in the low to mid 80s, lows at night around 70. Then on Tuesday, maybe a couple of leftover showers, I think the first part of the day, but then things get better after that as we start to dry out. But several days of rain and several inches of rain expected. Watch my morning video if you want to get an idea how much rain you could see in your town. Right now, this morning, light rain falling at 73 out at the airport at 742.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At 18 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm going to go down and see what the rain's looking like around here. And I requested rain gauge reading from Corporal Rain Gauge Ed.
Yes, yes.
This is Rutabaga.
I beat Ryan at his house. He has 0.39, but he's always beating me. So I'm winning that. We have this thing going on between now and Monday. Who gets the most rain?
I am rooting.
Are you in?
I'm rooting for. Yeah, right. Sure.
You're in.
How okay. much?
Nothing. Just a gentleman's bet of who gets the most rain. Ryan always wins this.
Uh huh.
So, but right now his rain gauge is running behind mine.
I'm pulling for you, man.
Right, thanks.
It's 7:43. We got Fox Business, and then we're back with today's conundrum, a chance to win $10 of great food at Seafood Bistro.
From the Fox Business Network, we all get them and we all hate them, robocalls. And today the FCC is expected to take a vote which would make it easier for consumers to block them. The measure would clarify that cell phone carriers can automatically enroll consumers in call blocking services. Currently, most customers need to opt in for that. Critics say the new policy could lead to the blocking of lawful communications. Stocks poised to open higher today. They are rising in pre-market trading after a gain yesterday. A big reason for this, comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who seemed to be saying he would lower rates if trade disputes hurt economic growth. And the Labor Department releases jobs numbers this week. According to a survey by economists, the unemployment rate probably kept to its nearly 50-year low of 3.6%, with 185,000 jobs created in May. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his 5 children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his 5 children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. He now faces the death penalty. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say he attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn, Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning. You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
Look, I think I see Heidi Watney.
I don't get it.
You don't know who Heidi Watney is?
Yeah, from Quick Pitch, but I didn't understand the... Oh, because you were saying... hand clap. Oh, God, yes. I'm sorry. I was somewhere else. Heidi, I can hear your hand clap. Quick Pitch, middle of the night. Yeah!
There's a lot of silly women doing sports in various ways. The sideline reporters, that's a joke. Football, they're just the worst. They're
why is it a joke for a woman to be a sideline reporter?
It's not that a woman is a sideline reporter. It's they suck at their job. They're not good at their job. Heidi Watney does baseball, and she's excellent.
She knows baseball.
Is she a baseline reporter?
No.
She's a studio reporter.
She hosts stuff.
An hour of highlights. She knows her stuff. There's nothing about her that says, I got hired because I'm a woman.
They do it at 10 o'clock and it runs all night long.
You just make me feel so good sometimes.
Does he make you feel like a natural woman?
You make me.
Well, look, I...
Ooh, we got to hear that.
I hate women.
Looking out.
They have no place in sports. A League of Their Own was all special effects.
Horrible movie.
Where's Joey? War on women! War!
Actually, now that you mentioned it, I was browsing through some of our files the other day.
Do you have natural woman?
Listen. Joey.
Oh! For war on women!
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a war on women. What is it? 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 What is
Did I black out again?
Oh, Joey.
There's actually a new baseball statistic called WAR.
What?
It's called wins.
Oh.
No, wins above replacement. You see, here's...
Wins above replacement?
This is this is a new way of evaluating...
How many more stats do we need in baseball as it is?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, fathers and sons and fathers and daughters and moms and daughters, they're going to be talking about how many home runs, how many runs batted in, what's his batting average? That's...
Right.
Those are easy to understand statistics. But these analysts, these statistical, I'm telling you, one day you're going to see a guy in a dugout managing a team. He's not going to be wearing a uniform. And let's face it, a lot of major league managers shouldn't be seen in a uniform. They're just too old. They look like they
look silly. I can think of a few.
Yeah. Tommy Lasagna. I mean, great manager, great spokesman for baseball. But when he used to, when the Dodgers would win, like the World Series, you ever see him? I mean, he just had a belly out to here.
Yeah.
And he would come out of the dugout. He looked like Barney the Dinosaur. And you know, celebrating their win. How about that, huh? You get a live performance out of me today. All right, I'm going to give you guys a challenge here.
All right.
And we'll see how you do.
We already won. Yay! It's a participation win.
I love us.
I'm just warming up my finger.
Did I get a VCR?
It's really hoping microwave. For one of those toaster ovens.
I'm hoping for a second date.
I hope everybody gets it.
You're my favorite color now.
Aim high. Aim high.
The prize that I showed up with always was presented without any expectations. I didn't need to give anybody anything.
I know you think that. Now, let me just take this from a woman's point of view.
It's fake.
I know you think that giving a microwave came with no expectations. But
she thought.
That's not what the woman thought. I can tell you that right now. So you can sit here with your hands neatly folded and say, I had no expectations of anything.
And he legit means it, too, I can tell you.
Inappropriate. I just thought that you should have a microwave oven. Nope. Not on our end.
Now, you can keep the microwave or you can go for the VCR that Jay Stewart is standing next to.
But if we... never
say
mind.
It. No, say it.
No. Nah.
Say it.
No, not going to get into it.
But if we what?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
No.
Huh? Say it.
Huh? It's a discussion to have, but I just don't think it's a discussion to have before... Well, at least before 8 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
I would say during the mid-80s, I probably gave away 10 of each. That'd be special.
You were like, sale of the century.
But I will say to you,
Miss Hayes,
no matter how frosty that makes your pajamas, that nobody ever refused it.
Well.
And I was not dating.
Refuse the gift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not going out with skankadactyls.
I don't like that word. And I'm glad that everyone accepted their toaster ovens, microwaves, and VCRs.
Skankadactyls.
Because if you remember correctly, those microwaves were flipping huge.
Yeah.
So if you lugged one up to my third floor apartment, I wouldn't make you carry it back down.
Those VCRs were...
Oh, that's the reason they kept it, because it was too heavy to carry back down. They were a lot lighter by the 80s. The 70s microwaves, those were the heavy ones.
Oh, and
the VCRs.
The VCRs got really light eventually, but they were just so heavy.
VCRs are about as big as that reel-to-reel behind you, only to play one tape.
Right.
And think of all the girls that said, I went out with Greg Budell last night, and he gave me a 40-pound VCR.
didn't hook it up or anything.
Yeah.
Hold it in front like this, that... Well, you'll get an idea of what it'll be like.
That's the other
you're carrying
thing.
My bag.
Please be kind. Rewind.
Oh, my
hooking up. By the way, hooking up a VCR in the 80s as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just plug in the RCA cables into the thing.
Right.
You had to have that switcher that was like, do you want it on channel 3 when you watch this?
See, now did you do that? did you like help install said appliance, or did you just bring like, hey toots, here's a VCR, let's go grab some bricks.
Is he from New York?
I believe when I talked about this, I said the time in almost every one of those rooms houses was midnight.
Because all they did was plug it in.
Midnight. But they used it. All right.
Challenge.
For your, yes, this is what it is.
$12.
The germiest spot in your car. What do you think it is?
Germiest spot in your car.
That's a good question.
I don't drive a BMW.
Are you trying to make a Germany joke?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Germiest.
I don't know.
Jay. You were so high with your my caller number 9, and now you're...
In the car? So you can't say the door handle outside, right?
I want to say maybe the steering wheel.
Are you ready for my guess?
That's the number one guess, but it is...
The steering wheel is the number one guess or the correct answer?
That is the number one guess, but it is not the correct answer.
The cup holder, like where the loose change goes.
Actually, that is, I think, number two. Yeah, the front seat cup holder.
Always second best.
Inside of the trunk is 3, but the germiest spot on your car isn't the steering wheel.
Is it inside where you would be sitting? Or
it's
is
your
it...
seat?
Yeah, you know, it's your floor mat.
I was going to say the floor mat.
I
was going to say the floor mat or the gas pedal, little dog. floor mat or the gas pedal. It was one of those. The brakes, you know, the pedals.
Yeah. I just thought that was, not to intrude on your territory, just one little
fascinating
thing to pass along.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Love the extra.
Random filth.
We're back on the cricket again.
Well, you've earned an encore at least 3 times this morning, Rich. Amazing.
Those weathermen.
Next hour, we'll have our morning maroon nominees. If you think I'm stupid, that's why I do this. There's no way I can get to the end of the show without looking a lot smarter than a lot of people.
If you think
but can we talk about Eddie Bader for a second?
Absolutely.
Eddie, I was glad that he was able to join us last night. He is the bon vivant of our Baumhauer's group. He is such a friendly guy and welcoming and so energetic. So here's the deal. When you have to list your home or you're ready to look for something bigger, because he could do all of that for you, you give somebody a listing, you're kind of expecting them for that to be the most important thing on their agenda, to get that house seen and sold as close to the asking price that you establish as possible. And the guy that just does everything humanly possible to make sure it gets seen and sold is Eddie Bader. He needs listings. It's sort of like a food group to him. If he doesn't have enough listings, he starts to starve. We don't want that. So when you're ready, give Eddie a call at the Goodson Group. And, of course, when you're ready to buy or look at a place, he's got a grasp of the local real estate market that is second to none.
He's also got a boat. So if you're looking at properties around the lake or whatever, you can just pop on the boat and cruise up and down.
He doesn't give you a microwave oven or a VCR.
No.
For your time, but he'll give you the best effort humanly possible. 322-0662. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. We're ready for a look at the roads here on this rainy morning. I did check outside a few minutes back. People are getting their lights on.
Good.
And there's plenty of rain yet to come. Rich will update the forecast after Fox, which is next.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking.